All right, so check this out. We've launched the Enoch AI engine, and in this podcast, I'm going to explain something really extraordinary about why China is going to win the AI wars. China will be first to AGI, which means China will dominate the world. It actually makes everything else obsolete, military, economies, etc. China is so far ahead on this. And hey, for those of you listening who are, you know, opposed to China or whatever, look, don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just telling you what this is, because I've been in this for 2 years now, and we built an AI model that's the best in the world on reality scores. It beats ChatGPT, it beats Anthropic, it beats Microsoft, it beats Llama, it beats everything, and it's built on China-based technology, which I will explain why that's the case, why we chose Qwen as the base engine. And for those of you listening from Taiwan or China or wherever, you know, hey, ni hao, xixie, wo yao shuo zhe ge shiqing. This is really important for everybody to understand. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Texan, I'm an American, I am, of course, pro-America, I'm America first, but I'm also a realist, and I'm an observer and a developer in technology, and I used to own a software company, built technology for, you know, 30 years. I mean, my company built platforms like Brighteon.com and Brighteon.social, etc. And now we've just launched the best AI engine on the planet in terms of reality scores. So I've got some street cred in this area. So let me explain what we have noticed. So here's the thing. When we set out to build Enoch, we knew that we couldn't build our own base model because that's prohibitively expensive. It's a large scale project. It has been hundreds of millions of dollars is what it has cost many companies to build their own base models, and hundreds of engineers, massive amount of compute, you know, etc. So we don't have those resources. So we knew that we were going to have to take an existing base model, an open source model, and then reprogram it. So basically override a lot of its knowledge and insert new knowledge from our world-class data set that I personally have painstakingly assembled over the last 20 months. It's the world's most extraordinary collection of knowledge on nutrition and phytonutrients, on off-grid survival, sustainable living, gardening, food production, food science, nutrition science, natural medicine, alternative medicine, history, etc. So our data set had to be pushed into the model, but we needed to choose the best base model to start with. So I assessed all the top base models in the world. I mean, everything from Microsoft and Meta, of course, the Llama models. You know, we assessed Mistral and whatever open source models were from OpenAI and a bunch of other companies. I mean, basically, we went through Hugging Face and just tried everything. This was a while ago. And of course, along with the open source models are models from China. And those include, for example, DeepSeek, which is very well known as a reasoning model. But then what really stood out was Qwen. In our own testing, this is just rational testing, we did a reality-based testing scores for all the models, and Qwen came out on top. And you know why? Because all the Western models are heavily indoctrinated with CIA propaganda, CDC propaganda. So basically, the CIA has overtaken AI in America. The CIA runs OpenAI, and they force OpenAI to push their CIA narratives about everything. 9/11, the 2020 election, vaccines, you name it, right? So ChatGPT is a retarded AI engine. It's retarded because it's also woke. So it's filled with CIA narratives that are false, like all vaccines are safe and effective, which is provably false. And it's filled with other woke narratives like, you know, men can have babies and there are you know, 97 genders and other nonsense, which is just laughably false. You know, a five-year-old knows there are only two genders. There's male and female. But ChatGPT doesn't know that. After billions of dollars of investment and massive research, it will still tell you there's an infinite number of genders, which is retarded. But Quinn doesn't do that. Why? Because China never went woke. In fact, China rejected wokeism. Now, look, and I'm not saying that the Chinese government is perfect by any means. I mean, I've been critical of some things in the past. I'm just talking about this specific case. China chose to not go woke. Why? Because wokeism is actually, it's a weapon against Western civilization. So the wokeism, I mean, this is a whole different podcast, really, but wokeism was deployed against the West in order to weaken the West and destroy Western civilization. So that's why, for example, TikTok always allowed woke content in the USA, but they banned woke content in China. You can't be an influencer in China if you're a gay, woke, you know, left-wing libtard type of character. You won't be allowed to do that. Same thing in Russia, right? You can't be in Russia pushing transgenderism and child mutilations in the name of wokeism and rainbow flags everywhere. You will get banned, if not arrested, in Russia for trying that garbage. But in America, that's perfectly, you know, celebrated. And that wound its way into the AI engines because, of course, the corporate culture of the tech industry is like 95% woketards. Just insanely retarded people who otherwise are high IQ in narrow areas like machine learning or mathematics or writing code or, you know, linear algebra or whatever. Yeah, they're sharp in those areas, but when it comes to common sense, they are actually retarded. And the corporate culture of Google and Microsoft and, you know, Facebook, all these companies, OpenAI, it's always been retarded left-wing wokeism lunacy, which believes insane things, like thinking that carbon dioxide is bad for plants. You know, it's the climate cultism and the LGBT cultism. All of these things are irrational. And remember that the pathway to artificial general intelligence, or AGI, involves machine rationality or machine reasoning. I just call it, you know, machine cognition. Well, if the culture of your company at Microsoft or Google or wherever is a retarded culture of people who can't think clearly about simple things like gender and atmospheric chemistry, how on earth can they build engines that are supposed to achieve superintelligence? In other words, you can't build superintelligence if your developers are super retarded. And that's America. That's the truth of the matter of every tech company in America that is developing base models for AI. So you have to go outside of America to get a base model that isn't retarded. Just take that as axiomatically true. So once you understand that, you realize, well, if you go to Europe, let's say you go to France and you use the Mistral models there. Well, France is also woke and retarded as a culture, you know, just like America. Same thing with Germany, same thing with the UK. And you quickly realize you actually have to go to places like Russia or China. And, you know, Russia's really not very strong in AI models. I haven't seen strong things out of Russia. And I've been watching, but China, oh my God, super strong and not woke. Now, do Chinese models have their own biases? Yes, of course they do. But they're not the biases that you and I care about so much. So, of course, the Chinese government has, you know, an acceptable Overton window of discussion about politically sensitive topics, like Taiwan, for example. And I lived in Taiwan, which is where I learned to speak Chinese. And of course, I love the Taiwanese people. But by living in Taiwan, I also came to appreciate the incredible brilliance of Chinese culture and traditional Chinese medicine and the history and the knowledge and the innovation and the just the innate high intelligence and high discipline of Chinese people. And understand that genetically and ethnically, everybody that I interacted with in Taiwan, all their ancestors came from China. And of course, the Chinese government would insist today that Taiwan is a part of China, you know, the One China policy. So that's a sensitive issue, obviously. But for our use, we aren't focused on Taiwan versus China, you know, mainland China, whatever. That's not our focus. We're focused on nutrition, medicine, herbs, natural medicine, alternative medicine. We're talking about knowledge in areas that have nothing to do with Chinese government politics. We honestly, I don't focus on China's government. What I focus on is spreading human knowledge using AI technology, and I'm going to go anywhere in the world to get the best base model that I can modify, which is exactly what we did. Then we modified it heavily, taking an extended period of time and a lot of compute and a lot of cost, etc. We modified the base model to create Enoch. But there's something else that's interesting about this that I want to share with you. In addition to Western tech companies being actually retarded, and then in addition to Western AI models being retarded, it turns out that if you want to find the best scientific research on nutrition, on natural medicine, on herbs, you know, phytonutrients, chemical constituents of foods and plants, you know, fruits, everything, which is a big focus of our engine, did you know that the number one country in the world that's conducting the most scientific research and publishing the most scientific papers in those areas is not America, it's China. It's China. And of course, those papers are published, as you might expect, in Chinese. So any AI engine that's trained only on English content will never be as thorough or as good as an AI engine that's trained on Chinese content, Chinese research that's translated into English. Now, remember, Chinese researchers are way more rational than U.S. researchers. In fact, science in the West has become totally corrupted by politics and NIH money and CDC money and, you know, climate change lunacy, all these similar types of things. So if you try to train on U.S. research, you're going to get an AI engine that's retarded, an AI engine that thinks climate change causes everything. You're going to get an AI engine that thinks that herbs are useless, that nutrition is useless, and the only thing that works therapeutically is pharmaceuticals and vaccines, which is exactly what ChatGPT believes. That's why when you ask any US-based engines about those topics, they just parrot all the BS research that's been funded by government money to push specific narratives of climate change, vaccines, you know, herbal medicine is bad, etc. That is not true in China. So Chinese research is far more rational. And Chinese researchers actually produce the best science today on nutrition, by far. It's not even close. There are a lot of great researchers in India as well on this same topic. But China is the leader, and part of that's just because China graduates more scientists than any country in the world, you know, STEM graduates, because China has a population reportedly of 1.3 billion, 1.4. I mean, I don't know the exact number. Maybe nobody does, but it's many times larger than the population of the United States. That's for sure. And in the U.S., you can't get funding for your science unless your science conforms to retarded narratives that are pushed by the government. And that's just a fact. And every scientist in America sooner or later discovers this simple fact. You either produce science that pushes the climate change agenda or you don't get funding. Your lab is shut down. That's not true in China. So what we did is we were able to acquire massive collections of scientific research in Chinese. And then we took that research and we translated it using AI into English. That itself was a tremendous task. And then we took the English scientific studies, you know, the English translations, and we used that to train on nutrition, advanced nutrition, advanced herbology that isn't even reflected yet in the English-based scientific literature, because Chinese researchers are about a decade ahead of the West. You understand? So when you use Enoch at Brighteon.ai, you're using an engine that's not only much smarter than ChatGPT, although it's not trained on advanced mathematics problems, just to be clear. ChatGPT will score much higher on the standardized AI tests, which are mostly math problems, because that just reflects the geeky nature of the people that build the tests, because they're all math geeks, and so they want to compete on math questions, you know? And I get it. That's fine. I was in the math club, you know? I have freaking gold medals in math from, you know, high school, right? Which is hilarious. But all they want to do is make AI engines that do math, but are retarded on other basic questions like how many genders are there? You see what I'm saying? So our engine beats everything out there on reality, and especially on these areas like herbs and nutrition. Like, you can't, I mean, think of any nutrient that has ever existed in the history of human civilization. Our engine is trained on it. Every food, every herb, every symptom of medicine that can be treated with herbs or foods, we're trained on that. Because we not only train on all the available English content in those areas, but also then the much larger Chinese language content. So this is why, what I'm trying to explain here, this is why China will beat the US to artificial general intelligence. Not only is China not retarded and woke and stupid and driven by climate cultist lunatics, regardless of whatever else, what other criticisms you might have of China, but at the same time, China actually has by far the best body of human knowledge in areas of science and physics and medicine and nutrition and all of the chemistry, you name it. It's much larger than Western collections of content. And part of the reason for that is because Chinese culture has been, for millennia, painstakingly recording knowledge in ancient writings, whereas Western nations have been burning libraries and burning scrolls and, you know, burning people as heretics if they discovered new knowledge, things like that. And that attitude still exists in the West. If you are actually an intelligent person in a Western culture, you will be labeled an enemy of the state for stating obvious things, such as the fact that there are only two genders and that carbon dioxide is good for the planet, right? You will be burned at the stake. So the West suppresses knowledge. The West punishes knowledge. And the West, the culture of Western corporations and Western governments, is literally cognitively retarded. And when you have a retarded culture, you can't build super intelligence. In fact, the West will build artificial, let's call it AST, artificial super tardness is what the West will build. Like artificial super stupidity, ASS, that's probably even better. What's your AI engine? It's just ass. Artificial super stupidity. Yeah. Well, that's what ChatGPT is. Super stupidity on steroids. ASSS. Asses. Because intelligence, by definition, has to be intelligent. This should be an obvious point, but of course, you know, they might burn me at the stake for stating so. That reason has to be reasonable. Intelligence has to be intelligent. You see what I'm saying? And Western corporations, Western governments, Western technology firms fail, fail, fail at all those things. They fail every day. So that, my friends, is why Enoch kicks ass so much. Because we built it on non-retarded base models, in this case, Qwen, Q-W-E-N, which also happens to be bilingual, of course. So it's fluent in, you know, Mandarin and other languages, Espanol, French, German, etc. Although we only trained it on English, actually. So there's much more training that we will need to do in other languages. So if you ask it a question in Espanol, you're not going to get the same quality of the answer that you would get in English, just to be clear. So think about this and use the Brighteon.ai engine known as Enoch. It's free. It's non-commercial. There are no advertisements. Enjoy it. And also understand it's going to keep getting even better than it is right now, even though right now it's already the top engine in the world on reality scores. Like literally nothing else beats it. Not even Qwen, by the way, because we enhanced from Qwen. We made it better than Qwen for our use case by far. So Qwen still has a little bit of pro-vaccine bias in it, but we got rid of that. We Trojan horsed Qwen to create Enoch, and we now know the recipe to do that with any model. So we may not always use Qwen, just depends. If Qwen is in the lead, we'll use Qwen, but maybe Baita, maybe they come out. I mean, they've got Ernie, I think. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at all these other engines. We're always going to use the best base engine, but then altered and reprogrammed with our knowledge base. So, hey, if someday, maybe if Facebook or Meta, if they produce an engine that's not retarded, yeah, we would consider using that. Sure, we would. But I don't think they're culturally capable of not being retarded. I mean, it's Zuckerberg, after all. It's like the human embodiment of being culturally retarded. What can you say? So check out our engine, Brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and I'm the key architect of this entire project, and that's why I'm thrilled to be able to share it with you and to give it to you for free. So thank you for all your support. If you want to continue to support us, because, yeah, we put a couple million dollars into this project with no revenue model at all. Like, we don't earn a dime. But we do need your support, so shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And over the July 4th weekend here, you can go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, and you'll see all of our specials and sales and back-in-stock items. So take advantage of that. It's good through Sunday night, July 6th, and thank you for listening. Take care. Happy Independence Day. Look, I love this holiday because, of course, I love independence from British rule and the tyranny of the king. As an American and a Texan, of course, we are celebrating Independence Day with some specials for you. So if you go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, the numeral 4, you'll see our doorbuster specials, and you'll also see that we've got free gifts for you. For any order that's $129 or more, you got these. So these are certified organic, laboratory tested, super delicious mango and apple slices in these handy packs. And I'm actually gonna open one of these and just show you the convenience of this. I mean, think about this. How many companies actually eat the products they sell? Like, you don't see that in the military industrial complex. They're not eating cruise missiles, although maybe they should. But we eat what we sell. So here we go. These are incredibly convenient and they're super delicious snacks. These are dried certified organic mango slices, and you can just eat them like a snack. It's like candy. Oh, Rhodey, you want some too? Hey, Rhodey, you want some mango? Yeah, come on around. I'll give you some mango. Come on. Come on around. Come on, Rhodey. Come on up. Yeah, come on up. Come on. Here we go. Okay. You ready for some mango? Come on. Come on up. Up. Yes. Good boy. Okay. You ready for some mango? Yeah. Good boy. Do you like the mango? He likes the mango too. We both are loving the mango. You want some more mango? Come on up. Come on. Come on up. Okay. Good boy. You ready for some more mango? You ready? Okay. Here you go. Yay. All right. So this is incredibly delicious. It's not hard. It's not dry. It's not freeze-dried. It's dried and semi-pliable, individually packaged, really convenient. And it's apple and mango. You get both of them free when you place any order of $129 or more during our July 4th celebration sale. And that lasts all weekend through Sunday night, July 6th at midnight. We've got the Doorbuster specials at 20% off and the Hearthfire knives. We've got another 150 of those knives available over this weekend, plus partner discounts up to 25% off. Take advantage of all of this and more through Sunday night, July 6th, just by going to healthrangerstore.com/July4. That's the numeral 4. And thank you for all your support. And you're going to love these mango slices. And I'm going to enjoy these next because you can't beat Mother Nature when it comes to nutrition and taste and the cleanliness of the organic fruit, right? It's amazing. Thank you for your support. Happy Independence Day, America. We love this country. God bless America and God bless Texas. Take care.